Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, Mike Clevenger had some great outings, some okay outings. It's kind of flip-flop back and forth. What's the difference between the good ones and the great ones?
Yeah, I think command and, you know, obviously command of his breaking ball, which big pitch for him, you know, multiple breaking balls. So that one game got a little tired early. I'm referring to a couple of the off games, but overall I think his numbers have been good. Since he's gotten back and pitched regularly, he's been durable. We always expect to win when he goes out there.
He's done a good job of working ahead in the count, mostly getting strike one at least. But even when he falls behind in the count, he's had some really good numbers in terms of pitching behind. Is that stuff? Is it command? A combination?
I think it's a combination, and he's able to land his breaking ball when he's behind in the count, too, and get it for chase. And, you know, obviously, especially teams your division, you kind of know what they're looking for, and, you know, pitch accordingly is game of adjustments when you're playing teams multiple times, but I think it's more than anything, it's his able to land the breaking ball when he's behind the count.
You've seen Rodon twice this year. He's tough, no question about it. You guys had an opportunity in the last game to get to him early, and you let it slip by a little bit. How important is it to take advantage of those opportunities, especially against a guy like this?
Yeah, we've seen that a couple times here, you know, in the last few weeks, but against the premium pitchers, the best ones in the league, you know, it's your best chance a lot of times is going to be early in the game before they get into a rhythm. So you can't waste opportunities if you have some guys on base early in the game. I wouldn't say he's predictable in what he throws, but he's got a pretty good fastball and he uses it a lot. So, you know, get him down in the zone and try to take advantage of that.
Josh Hader, how important is it for him to get back on the horse and get back out there again?
We do. We need to get him some regular work. And, you know, the stuff's there. You're seeing 97s. You're seeing 98s. You know, times a really crisp breaking ball, just not, you know, putting it all together at the same time. And you get a couple hits, and now you know, you're trying to feel for some stuff. And, you know, a couple of these outings hasn't ended well for him. So it would be a bigger concern if his stuff wasn't there, if he's throwing 92 and had absolutely no idea where it's going. So for a guy like him, I think, you know, it's just a couple of tweaks to get him back to where he was.
How does the juncture of the season and kind of where you guys are in the race complicate things in terms of, I know you want to get him back there, but each game's pretty paramount?
It does, but you don't. Yeah, obviously we can't rush it. So I think it's maybe a little bit more regular work for him getting out there, you know, every other day, or, you know, get him out there a couple days in a row or something like that. That may be important. But you know what? It's we only have so many games left, and, you know, it'd be nice to get him rolling, because obviously we got him. I've set off for a reason, and that's to close out games. I know that's what he wants to do.
How good has it been having options like Luis Garcia or Nick Martinez to pitch that ninth inning right now with Hader stuff going on?
Yeah, Martinez is a guy that's really stepped up in the closer's role. I think Garcia's had one, but also kind of the emergence, too, of how Robert Suarez is pitching, how Adrian Morejon's pitching. You know, they're pitching as well as they have all year, so it makes it a little bit easier when you don't have a guy that you expected to be in a certain role to be able to combat that, because the depth we have down there is pretty good right now.
That said, you've been able to have guys in roles and, like, put them in the right spots and all that, and this takes away perhaps some of that ability.
Right. It does, but, at this point, a good chance Martinez is going to be the guy that's closing. He can also go one plus if you need it. We have a pretty good idea what we want to do with Suarez too, and Garcia. It's not as complicated as you would think, but certainly makes our bullpen that much, much better with him in the back.
Sean's struggles, are they similar to anything that you have seen in your time with him?
Yeah, he's always gone through some periods where it hasn't been great, whether, you know, the velo's come down and he's given up some homers or whatever. He's always seemed to recover from that. I thought a couple starts ago, the start before that, you know, he was back doing what he normally does. They got him early, which, you know, tends to happen against good starters. But, you know, I'm always encouraged about him having a good game, just especially since he seemed to recover a couple starts ago.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.